Alita, Margaret, Perry and Wendell Peet participated in the Terry Fox Run in honor of Lynette Peet at the Arcola School on September 23. The route was truly a tribute to Lynette, with many pictures and memories posted along the way. They got to meet Lynette's co-workers and see her kindergarten room. She left a lasting impression at the school with teachers and students. The sea of purple was beautiful and a day to remember. They brought in $1,990 from the Alita community. Thanks to all who donated to the cause. Diane and Ken Potapinski also attended and participated in the run with the Peet family. A barrel racing event was held in Kerryvale September 17-18. The Southeast Turn and Burn Barrels of Cash event was attended by Skylar Melhiot, Adriana Junk, and Stephanie and Stella Campbell. At this event, Skylar placed fourth when her horse Snooky ran 17.90 in the 1D Open out of 88 open horses. Also in Kerryvale on September 18, Hayes Campbell competed in the Mutton Bustin event. A great fun-filled weekend was had by everyone. Sincere sympathy is extended to Margaret Gervais on the death of her sister Rita Newberry, Murray of Melita, Man, who passed away September 23 at the age of 85. A private family service will be held with interment at Melita Cemetery. On September 24, Jason and April Junk and Tim and Shelley Cowan attended the Dallas Smith concert at Affinity Place in Estevan. The following day, Shelley Cowan went to Estevan and accompanied her daughter Kelsey Ridberg to Regina, where they visited with Lacey Nilsson and helped Lacey celebrate her upcoming birthday. They returned home Monday. There are big changes happening on the Alita Curling Ice Area now. They are getting ready for their annual October event. There is a twist to it this year, as it's the Alita Haunted House Zombie Maze and Escape Rooms coming October 22, 23, 28, and 29. Also on October 30, the Fun Fair will be held with lots of games, treats and costumes to see. It's a spooktacular event for all. For more info, call Shelley at 306-485-7023.